Now I
with the song I invite God's servant
that stable.
Now I believe.
Now I believe. Jesus Christ, in the name of God. Amen.
Amen.
Open our Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 15. 1 Samuel chapter 15, we read the first 11 verses. 1 Samuel 15.
Samuel, Edikan, Tidunu, where Edikan could see Dubak.
Now read the English. Then our brother will read the tree for us. Samuel also said unto Saul, the Lord sent me to anoint thee to be king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore hearken thou unto the voice of the words of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts. I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way, when he came up from Egypt. Now go and smite Amalek, and utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not. But slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass. And Saul gathered the people together and numbered them in Telaim, 200,000 footmen and 10,000 men of Judah. And Saul came to a city of Amalek and laid wait in the valley. And Saul said unto the Kenites, go, depart, get you down from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them. For you showed kindness to all the children of Israel when they came up out of Egypt. So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites. And Saul smote the Amalekites from Havilah until thou comest to Shah, that is over against Egypt. And he took Agag, the king of Amalekites, alive, and utterly destroyed the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agag, and the best of the sheep, and of the oxen, and of the fatlings, and the lambs, and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them, but everything that was vile and refuse, that they destroyed utterly. Then came the word of the Lord unto Samuel, saying, it repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king. For he turned back from following me, and I have not performed my commandment. And he gave Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night. Amen.
Amen. Samuel, ti dunu bi mu edi kan ko si duba ko asamo ka chere so se me na urade esuma me se emesrawo o minsu ne manso ehene na afeti urade asem se na urade Say na asafo Awurade ese. Ehunu de Amalek, eyo Israel. Said you will free Mizim eba no. Obetware won kwan mu. Na afi ko akukum Amalek. Amon said you won yin na pasa pasa. Na ehunu won mobo. Akumema ene ema. Ofra ene nkokwa. And then kwie ene enyan. Yoma ene mfunumu. And I saw a man at sea, yeah. Now can one who tell him? Emma, one nam, and amomu, impim ahenu, ahenu, and eh, you that a mamma impim edu. I saw edu Amalek grow a cassia and so. Now day at a four SEC born honeymoon. I saw a cassere, Kenny four. No, sir, one cop, one free Amalek moon, and son and cop. Now I'm proud. Man frawon. Now what the we are Israel for nyina doye bra free Mizrim Eban. And I can't if a free Amalek mu echo ye. A Saul ekunkum Amalek a free Iwa Hawila. Ediko si bebia weni echre sura eda zrim epwe femu. Na ochre Amalek hene agak eni mono. No mano enyina dia en krantano. Say won pasa pasa. Saul edi domino ehunu agak ene. Saul ene domino ehunu agak ene. Yain ene ane kye awo ye. Ne wona wadore sradiye. Ene memuru wa ene die e yenu nyina mobo. Na wampese wose won. Adie bia womuo na enye ema hwe no die. Wasay no pasa pasa. And I radia sem eba sam won chen se. Men no me ho se me de sol isi hene. Efri se wasani efri mechi. Awa ma min sem enyi na. Na eye samwa aure. Ho o sufre rade anajunu nyi na. Amen.
Then the last reading will be Hebrews chapter 2 verse 1 and then we'll take our seats. Hebrews 2 verse 1. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Amen.
Amen. Ain't yes, I say, yes, so a new ma, yat see a new moon, a man of broswo, I am sign home debby. Amen.
A riding shining sense of memory, yet, and I say, amen.
Amen.
So you are welcome to the house of God. I don't know if you have any visitors in our midst, because we didn't have Sunday school. Do you have any visitors in our midst?
Oh, we were in time.
It's not because of the funeral. Anybody? All right. So all right. So as we read from Hebrews 2:1,
to send you can kind free Hebrew, Oma etim yenu.
The natural type, the spiritual, regardless. Even naturally, during our educational pathway, just before exams, once a while, there's what we call revision. So we have a revision. Revision means things you once knew, and we want to make sure that they are part and parcel of you. So we want to remind you. So there's nothing wrong. And throughout the Bible, particularly in the New Testament, it keeps on saying, to keep you in remembrance, to keep you in remembrance. It means you knew it, and we are strengthening on it. You shouldn't be fed up with it.
Amen.
You only check up to see that it's exactly what you know. If it's so, you give glory to God.
Amen. Sorry. I can't crane be a drunk or a brandy. If we be a friend, is there? They say, dear, bread win, and I know you any dear. Eddie Yanka Kaye.
Amen.
Yanka Kaye. Yes, Yana Dadano. And Yaka Kaye. Now, Fina Bassa, and yes, it will be a barber. How are you going to be? A woman who the old name Dadano sort of tone, she said. The excellent Dadano, and one Yaka Kaye, and I wait here. I had a book for any dear barber to my mammy. Yanka Kaye and Sono, a brandy, a bride.
So now that God has spoken through his prophet, we know that naturally, physically, he's not with us. But in the days of the voice of the seven angels, the voice is still with us.
Amen.
So once in a while, we want to remind ourselves of the voice that came from God's prophet. So I will march and see if we are staying in line or not.
Amen. Ain't said yeah. Yankopon, or then some nam, the deaf was so, and no tone or the bread, you know. And almost a hundred from with you and the deaf when you had. And so I would say, off for our toss on so no, nibre mono, a bra or saying, you know, and then idea at us away in term.
Amen.
Because one year at you know, and after the air for to whom.
What we are going to talk about, as I said, if you look through the congregation, there are many of us that are new. And so some of the things you always will presume that we know, that even those who are here might not even remember, let alone those who are new. And so we want to just start this and repeat it. Something, there are so many other verses, but because of time, I pick it from God's prophet as we go along. Growing little Amalekite, utterly destroy it.
It's you know. Share as a free moa, bebre moa, ya barefoot, ya bear munche, ya empono, ya cofua, ya watch a woman sono, a dear bra, semi ye a bow, hoy be a break canino, a be crampa and kai and tienne, ya be kaka and home. Yanko pona sim, a cemetery and a say, I'm a lucky for unkuma o munyino, say omo pasa 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 pasa.
Growing little Amalekite, what are we to do to them? We are to not just destroy them, but utterly destroy them.
Amen. It's Amalaki for in Kumana way and Temono. As I said, the Omu Yin, no, dear, not was here, you are more. And yes, yes, say Omu Kao. Yes, say Omu Pasa 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 Pasa.
So if you are to learn the English language, there's an adverb how you are to destroy this little growing Amalekite. Not just destroy them. You can destroy them, and yet you see probably the eye is hanging. And you can still tell the body. But when we say utterly, so it's out of remembrance. You can't even make out what it was. Now, God himself, as we read from the first time, he himself told his servant, I remember when Israel was in its way from Egypt to the promised land. These people, Amalekites, I know how they became a stampede. They wouldn't allow you to go to the promised land. These Amalekites are standing for the sins that were troubling us before we came to Christ.
Amen.
These were the sins that wouldn't allow us to become partnership with Christ.
Amen.
They are the Amalekites.
Amen.
Oh, to God be the glory.
Amen. Ti ga ko poga ka chere ni di fo se. O kai Amaleki fo yi a me ka mu wasem yi. Abra me ji mu frinku aso me de mu ko bo chese asi su no. E kwan so omu hia mu. Na omu twintwa ma kwa mu ha ma dwen pi. Na e ka Amaleki fo yi a omu ne hwan mu a. E ye boni ya ye ya e ma ye ntimi nduru Yakopon bo chese ho no. Enoma Yakopon ye na chiwade na nsi ko to mu tintan. Sane ma ye eno ne ye Amaleki a. E ka se ye se omu pasa 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 pasa.
Now God's prophet takes over. If you are listening just because of the media, what we are hearing is from a prophet God himself sent to our age called William Merriam Branham.
And yet, William Merriam Branham.
God sent him so that he will be the mouthpiece of God and bring us divine interpretation of the written word. So on this chapter that we read, we want to listen to what the prophet had to say about it. I don't know about you, but I love to hear what he had to say about this.
Amen. So you can say me.
So he says, if we can go back to the Old Testament, to the Bible, both old and new, we can find out how people had God's blessings. It's all written in the Bible.
Amen.
Hebrews 11 tells us all these are testimonies, so you will know.
Amen. Is
it true or is not true?
Amen.
Oh, I don't believe it's true. Because if it were, you would not have sat still.
There
will be a response from you that it is true.
Amen.
They try to find out how Hagar or how Sarah or whoever, how they all got God's blessings. And we can read that from the Bible. But the God himself is not only the God that only blesses, he can also curse.
Amen. I shall also say, O Yanko Pon, I assume no, no.
Is it true?
Amen.
Sometimes the way it's presented is as if God is only blessing and it's only blessing. No, it's the same God. He can curse you.
Amen.
So the same Bible old and new that let us know how people were able to just derive blessings from God, it also tells us how people were cursed by this same God.
Amen.
And then it also let us know the things that God required of people, and then it will serve as a guide to let us also know what he requires of us this day. And as the prophet said, if only if we want to enjoy his blessings and not his curse, then that will be a roadmap for us. I know as usual, and I'm going to ask, because it has to be the same. How many of us want God's blessings? I know. Yes. Every hand up.
He's
a God who blesses. Thanks God for his prophet. We've always thought that probably as you meet God, that will be the end of your troubles. You go home with a whole bag full of blessing.
Amen.
That's how we were taught.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, His prophet by the Bible tells us that it is not true. It is true and it's not true. When you meet God face to face, whether you go home with a bag full of blessing, whether you go home with blessings, it depends on something. But you can go home worse than you came. And it all depends on your reaction to his word. If he talks and you take it, it will be blessing. He speaks and you don't take it, it will be a curse. So it depends on your reaction. Judas Iscariot was with him.
Judas Iscariot.
That rich man met him. Yeah, he wanted salvation. But he told him what he had to do, which was difficult for him. Did he get his answer? No. So he said that how difficult it is for a rich man, you see? So it depends on reaction. He is here. Why he has promised that we're 2-3 meeting our name. Why is it that we still are not better? Watch our reaction to the words that come from him.
Amen.
Now, We read here, we heard it, how the book of Psalm had to tell us that how he has lifted his word above all his name. For the word is God himself.
Amen.
So may we repent. If only we want God's blessing. That whatever you hear from him, just go and stay with it. If you hear from him and don't stay with it, it becomes a curse and you go home even worse than you came. The prophet continues saying, yeah, you hear people today saying, oh, God is good. God is good?
Oh,
and other time?
God is good.
Is it true or it's not true? It's true.
He's
a good God. That's why our understanding of that God is good is different from what divinely is the meaning.
And so told that.
I'm not showing that quote here, but I'm quoting from the prophet, believe me. There's a place talking about this same thing. He says, sometimes we think God is just some old man who sits somewhere and he only has grandchildren, and then everything that you do is just some dirty something. Oh, minana, oh, no. That's not the way God is.
Amen. Pada, ya gbia e wo fa yakopon won se jama oye panyini bi o ti fia ne nananom no asunso so boni
everything they do let it go
yon baye bia oh me na na unya oh we dia manya ne sa oh sa na oni o mu ti fia sa na ba se boni na odi ma ne nananom enya sa na yakopon ti e
he said a chance to meet a teenage boy who said you know the Lord just loves me so well, he just let me do anything that I want to do. How God loves me. Because everything that he's going to do to him, he will pray. I don't know if he probably is going to lie. He say, Lord, I'm going to lie. Don't let them catch me or something. And then to work through for him, and to him, it's God who is allowing him to do anything that he wants.
Amen.
Is it true? Is that God's character?
Sir. Oh, wouldn't he be? A rather media or Tommy, sir. Oh, mamma, cry, my dear, me, yeah. W. And she said, I'll throw me no cocoa child, or Sierra de, why wouldn't you move? Wedding throne, I make a camisero, and me and Chemi. What could the Atrui, Nebia, and who am tea, young Cheno? And yes, son, and Uncle Portio, on someone else, and yes, son, and Uncle Bon, and Adia.
Friends, indeed, is a good God.
Now for him, and a crap, so we can go on, yeah.
I, William Branham, will admit that.
May William Branham make you too.
But there's another character of this God, don't forget.
And so, young upon or also by so be any question of my refuge.
He's a God of justice.
Oh, yeah, young upon what entering.
God is good
all the time.
But remember, he's also a God of justice. Just add a bit to it.
Amen.
So the story will be complete.
Amen. Intimate can't. Sir, oh, young upon you, brebia, young upon you, yet. What can we, you know, Safa can say, young upon son, young upon one, who attend.
He requires justice.
Did your hair, and they say, attend tenny, a bed.
His prophet will explain to you what we mean by saying somebody is justice.
A dear four, or the interest here, Bassia, because will be what and tenny, and say,
and here it is.
And here.
How can this God be just and disobey his own laws, which is his word? But that also makes it easy actually to follow this God. Because now it is clear, he cannot disobey his own word.
Amen.
So if he places this ABC, that if you do it, this will be the results. Indeed, if you do, you have the results.
Amen.
Yes. So he cannot just overlook his word. There is no exception. He himself, when he even became human, he couldn't. What the word demanded of him, he had to just obey everything to the letter.
Amen. And he's saying, Abraham, Papa, Ebeye, Onipano,
ono anti mianka se me de me ye me ani yakopon nti no asem we de metwe fa so da bi na na asem ne se no ti de na asem akafa no hobia no de kase o she ne ma pepepe.
So much so that his prophet had this to say, that the day he speaks and he doesn't do as he said, he's no more God.
Amen.
That's serious.
We any prism yakopon di for eka. This is to say, a diver who passes and go pump back can be. No one is so, and now I know, then you're on your go pump you.
So, Psalm 1382 is what I refer to, which we know he has just lifted his word above all his names.
Dingyum, ha, yet you are somewhat chain, or children say, one money, and I say, so I'm an outgrown a chain.
So, being just means he has to stick by what he has said.
It's your what and then idea, and then idea, what can no, sab, pepe, and also, you know.
This is his written word.
We're in Asemwa Wakuchire.
And we have the revealed word of this written word.
Asemwa Wakuchire, ye wo a DNA FMWA and asa a DSM FHONO, yet ye saka.
God has to stick by everything he has here.
It's a dear Awahabian, if you're saying uncle Pong, this super pepe.
And so will he stick by the revealed word, every one of them.
It is an ideas, a seminar, a DA Womonosona, or see a Tanaw so pepe.
He said, if you require this of you, of me, and we don't meet what he requires, you think he can just overlook it?
Sir,
can you overlook his word? He cannot. In front with this God, these are things that should be encrypted in our hearts. So that you don't just walk over God's word and still expecting his blessings.
Amen.
Often that's the problem we have.
Amen. In ti se oyo nyangopon obu atentene ne na se when ohwe free ne mahodia in ti se ono obepu ne egu na sem nsu ana ana obegu ama ya na da bi o enam so obu atentene ni nti no na sem no ehye no etwa se odi so pepepe.
So sometimes you hear people asking, if he's really a God of love, why is it that in Eden, knowing that all this trouble are going to come, and if one person and not all of us are suffering, it's just because of that character. He's a God of justice.
Amen.
He plays before them right versus wrong.
You know, toda na bi mo say ah, no we yan go pour your dwa. E na go ba ni say Eden through mo ho. Even kwa na go bu na say mba ko so. Nti e ko ba ni say na ada say nyina ni panyina ye hunhun amane yi. Na yan go pon wan bu na ni anwu so ana wan fa anche da bi o. If he say na sem e she no nti a.
So the reason he couldn't overlook general word from his message for the day, that if disobeyed, it's because he's a God of justice.
Amen.
He couldn't have overlooked it.
Amen.
Now, if you have time, when you go home, you read Ezekiel 9. On account of time, you will not read it.
That
too, God spoke about an angel going with destroying weapons. And he told these angels that were going to mark the foreheads of his children that were signed against sin in the land of Israel, Jerusalem, that all other people, they should destroy everything except those who had the marks on their foreheads.
Little
children,
ofra,
old women,
merewa,
babies,
ofra,
kill all of them.
Padao mofrao omunyinara omunyina.
Who are speaking?
Wana neka say.
That is God.
Nyangupo.
How dare we to question? Why would he say this?
Japanese
baby who doesn't even know left and right.
Babofra onim papa enim boni onim ni benkum ni.
Some old lady probably very frail, walking with a walking stick. He is no more dangerous to your people. Some of them have even lost all
the
teeth, so they can't even bite. So when Joshua entered the land of Canaan, the promised land,
Joshua drew Canaan.
Again, he told him, all the inhabitants on the land, don't you let one of them live. That was a commission.
Kasere no share no say. Omo omo asase so nyina mo ma ba ku mpo enya ne tri ni dim. Omo nyina.
How many of us hearing me now? Oh, no, no, I'm going to ask a question. How many of you hearing me now? If you were in the place of Joshua, you have just carried out God's commandment to the letter, to regardless of who that person or whatever it was, you will make sure none of them will be spared. How many? Now let's see. Think about it before. How many will have done that if you were in the place of Joshua?
Yes, I saw.
Yeah, that is amazing.
Joshua saw on ye. And he said, Sassy, so can I see some of our best, you know?
No wonder.
More from Penny, who be amable. Woman, you know, I said, Miss Annie, say, you want to do a saying, then I can't get Joshua and them one. You bet me, I ain't your coupon, you bet me, I go point seven or so, pepe, pa. Then we will be
so. So you will let the Amalekites and all the others live. No wonder they are with us. No wonder all this filthy life we are still into it.
The Lord be merciful to us.
Really? You have pitied them. Hey, we have that commission. We have the same commission. Yes, it may be a little cute baby, little Amalekite or Amorite. God says, kill it. I remember I said this thing when we went to Osube one time with Brad Flip. There was a brother that was selling gin, apetashi. And then he came to church and he was asking, so this is what I do for a living. So what do I do? So do I still continue to sell alcohol and say, what will be your answer? That's an Amalekite. So what do you do to it? I say, no, no, no way. God will take care of you.
Amen. See, some of us say, I'm going to call you, Brother Philip. I'm going to call you, I'm going to call you. I'm going to call you. What's up? I'm going to call you. I'm going to
call you. I'm going to
call you. Amen. Minya before almost over the top and say, Mamma Suminya be every heaven in my bush. And see, they say, I'll send you out, say, young woman, you know, they say, yes, and say, yeah, if you are media, mean die. And I say, Ben Coswan, I'm in town, I'm in Suminya Copon. So for say, I knew you are the man, they say, Dabio, and Subia, so young Copon, I'll be all to us here.
As this word is going forth from God's prophet, please. Sitting down, praying in your spirit and say, God, be merciful to me. Give me a spirit that will not just pity these Amalekites in my life. Oh,
Rade. Sam, you go to ya and to now. What you wanna now won't pay boom? Say, Rade, Mr. Mammy, Amalek, you know, Mr. Sobia, so oh, my brother, I met him in twice here.
I went with my wife to a shop yesterday. She saw something I didn't see, but then she had this to share with me. A man that went to the shop owner to deliver some goods. A girl was working there. After giving the things, he just went and sat on the lap of this girl. Now, if you were the one, if you were the shop owner, what would you have done? Somebody who serves you goods so that you can sell and make a living. Now, he's come to deliver. If he gets angry with you, he might not come again. No? Now, he comes and a girl you are working with, he comes and then he sits on the lap. If you were the one, what would you have done?
Wait, dear. I have some kind of CSA.
So just yesterday.
Say, or now, what do you call? Room now, or call, shop will be a more tardy. Shop will run over. They won't be out of bread and near my maniton. I want a shop corner. But they be all the near my baby. Now, Oba and Ababa, shop will run any in the air, and so at any baby. Any power, then you have a ma shop will rain, so at Tony Jessica, and Hanabusio, or then you have a baby. And I'll buy now, run in the year, you mano. I go bonnet or what's now by in our so. I will ho. Into swamp pass, I woo any shop, Raya. And Cadiana, I'll buy you, oh, can if it's a one way, I know a jaw on your mamma. Titiana, come here. I'm a looking commanding here.
Now you ask yourself, and I wonder and I doubt, that if it were a boy, he would not have gone to sit on the lap.
Yes,
I can tell. I'm also a man. I can tell.
Yes, sir.
So it tells you, the prophet said, what is the problem? Yes, this woman became furious and warned him, I don't go for such a thing. You dare not do this thing again. Probably we would have said, oh, wait, I say, pray to God to give you this spirit.
Amen.
Yes. He will grow up and be an Amalekite. He was probably testing Paul to see.
Yes, sir.
Once you don't say anything, he knows, okay, you are interested. Yeah, then he starts a conversation. Then another time. And that's the problem. The prophet is going to talk about this shortly.
Amen. That's only a buyer, you know, one source of one to one.
The mother, the owner.
Shaburano. Once so crashing, so cross a crash. Saku Bonnie Wendy and Seneca. Sorry, Tentem. A Bissas and Kawa coming as Saku Corono at Timia to San Amon.
Blah, Jai. Probably that's what you have said.
Maybe I'm Gasana Obeka.
Push him to some place.
Piano got
to be dead. They'll clap for you.
What for no harm about my mama? If it's also so soa.
We just heard from God's prophet beyond the curtain of time recently.
Where
he said the sisters came, they embraced him. You have no sensation there.
Yes, sir.
Because there, they are real sisters.
Amen. I say, Abraham, call the young sir, and your man, no, at all, mamma, a day, a honey, satin, cabony, dear, hoddier, or you only a bar, mapa.
So I use that to say that then it's telling us that over here, that sister Sarah is not my real sister.
Amen.
Whether I like it or not, the father will come to church, will drink from the same cup. She's not my real sister.
Amen.
Before I married my wife, I used to call her sister Charlotte. And now she's my wife. Which means she wasn't a real sister.
Amen.
If you don't see it that way, that's the problem among ourselves. All this soul goes on. The father with attend church doesn't mean he's a real brother or sister. No, there's a gap.
Amen.
He's not real.
Yes, sir. It's the one you and I only have my kind. I had the air, I think Canada's all. Oh, you only have a kind. Who is that? Nothing, my acquaintance to my Siamraho. And you were born in Ankigan, because oh, where the air is, sister, God bless you, sister, God bless you. No, I say, you know about Sarah Etihano. What friend is sister Sarah, dear? And so you only have a kind.
We don't mean racist.
No, I say, I brought you one and who can he? No friend is sister Charles. Next one. And now I want to know, I
saw your real sister.
It's then you have a kind of no. I don't know what's your home. You won't say, and so soon you
So if you travel to a place, assuming you go to a place, and then there's a police station there, and then something happens, you can't have any car to come back. Now it's dark. But you only know there's a brother who attends the same church with you. One room, single room. What would you do? Sister. What's the best thing for you to do? You have to spend the night in the town. I've told you there's a police station. And then there's a brother that goes to church or is named this message. He's the only one. Single room. Would you go and say that, oh, I have a brother. So I'm going to say, you better go and spend the night where?
At
the police station. Do all night there.
Amen.
If you don't see it that way, something will let you know. Then I'm going to brother. He's not your real brother. What's my idiot?
Amen. Say we are going to be a crook. It will be more. Now, quiet, I dare sound. When you send me a sound from our cheek. A baby, I will go to 20 years, baby. A better time is that what can I say? Oh, only a bema, we only a bema, you didn't even so at all. No, or to damn back up. Anna, who can when you are? When you are baby for a bia, cheek, police station, and no smoke crook it anymore. Oba for don we are bearman in chain or down by Kunim. And I say, obey your day. And you bear say, but call police station for no city pair. I'm out of your chain. And go so home here.
Come and sister, help me. That little thing that you see today,
that the kitwa na uhune, and that's a see her.
That so-called Lora Malachi baby.
Yeah, your friend say Amalaki eba abofra kumano.
It will not forever remain a baby.
So that
little something that you have started, which is contrary to God's word,
decide the will be now what shall see.
It will not forever remain that little.
And
it will grow and you will be a bigger Amalekite like the daddy. As for the dad, you know, have no mercy. Yes, but this baby, you give some years. It will be like the dad.
Amen. Tiana now who say, oh, where they are for Isa, where they are the kitwa be. Ebe yini, I son a jack.
These are divine principles. If we don't take it, we don't expect God's blessing. So the prophet explained it to her, the reason God said, even babies, kill them.
Amen. The way in your woman, she said, no. Say, any swa, any anom.
And now he comes to a day.
I feel about your brain.
He says, so when those little things come back, like disagreeing with the word of God, anything that you know that no, this is not what the prophet said. No, this, get rid of that thing.
Amen.
Don't you entertain it.
Amen.
He's warned us anything that you are doing, which we know that it carries some question mark at the back of your mind. Is it right or not? If you want to be safe, throw it away somewhere.
Amen.
There is an ayah then. Now I have something. In the sight of God, now I have something. You say, ah, well, these people, they are good, though. Because I don't care how good they are. I don't care.
Because, oh, go for a wedding and come with you. I'm going to be a wedding. I'm going to be a wedding. And you have no, and I'm here.
If the action is contrary to God's word, get that thing out of you. See it as a growing little Amalekite.
Amen.
Utterly destroy it.
Amen. Tade ko die no ene yakopon asem ba bra. Huni say e Amalek nkuma na e ba ba nyine say no pasa pasa pasa.
We did teachings on her about this. I told what the prophet himself said. They asked about Abraham, is it okay? The white people, the way God made their hair. I've said this thing here. The prophet uses signs, so no wonder some people will know signs and they can understand it because Satan is even using that. The white people, he said, the way he makes their hair, it grows so long, sometimes it's in front of the face, they don't feel comfortable. So you see them doing this and then they will push everything behind. He said what I'm going to say, even my own daughters do the same thing. So sometimes they will use some scissors to just trim the front, not to cut the hair, so to say, but to free the face from these trouble-making hair strands, which the prophet said, I wish they never even did that one. Say, once you cut even a little bit of it as a girl, it's no longer long hair. It's short hair. It's that's here the Lord. Go to the message. It's there.
Uncle Podi for Dance Chiriway, Abba, Abrodi for No Casafa, and my me, which you may know, I'm going to attend a war, sending Uncle Poy, I'm on sanity. Intina obi bisa odi for say so won say odi for yanwi ewu wa ebu wa yanim die na ba beku anim na yanim na ho eye say ye mamai no omobodi apaso ombetete omanim no se ne beya en ha omadwene ana ose o mi ami mamai no krampo no hu say ya omtimi ye bi na nso keka mi ami ge menya anka omanya kura if say breko a odi apaso betwitwaso no enye tirimi tintin bio wa mana yetietia.
So you can start just a little bit, and then little by little, it's going. It's little growing number crying. Once it's against God's word, stop it.
Amen.
Yeah, it may look cute, as we normally would say. Hey, it looks cute. It's the females that are fond of that expression. We men, we are rough. But then, cute, and that soft voice, cute. Bunny, you're cute. You're cute, bunny.
Oh,
It's because naturally the way God made them, they have babies, so baby thing, yeah, something. Bonnie, we don't do gang to Bonnie.
Sir,
oh, it may look like it's okay. What about it? But don't you have anything to do with it? Stay away from it if you know it's contrary to God's will. It's Amen. A little growing amalaka. As for me, brother, now me, I can go to that place. You see, just remember, any Amalekite, anything that denies God's word, stay away from it. Have nothing to do with it. He told us an overcomer is not how close you can come to sin without getting involved.
Yes, sir.
But how far you can stay away from it.
Amen.
Oftentimes that's the problem. We think we are something.
Yes, sir.
So we can ask for me, I don't care. I can come, I won't do anything. I won't. That doesn't show that you are spiritual. If you are, I say how far you can stay away.
Amen.
Joseph didn't stand there to do anything.
Amen.
You take my everything away I go. May God give her that spirit.
Amen.
That cola spirit. Some yes, of you sir. Don't know who is cola. School days cola.
Yes,
he was
sir.
An athlete.
Amen. And you know, Oda Brown, or Chen says, you can't obi or your home near. What did you mean? What did you mean? And yes, sir, who bet? Send your betting up, Ben Bonia. But I own your bonnie, no one actually saw you couldn't do for that. Yeah, that's a wedding, Kunimuno, on Ben Bonin, on my Benin, and put one in the book, man about one.
How many believes what I'm saying is true? The prophet is asking, I'm not the one. Your prophet is asking you this. How many believe what I'm saying is true?
Amen.
Sure it is. Stay away from it. Why? Because you are separated people. We are not just God's people, but we are the church. Call out. We are peculiar people. We form this royal priesthood. Holy nation, this caliber of descriptive features, you just don't give it to anybody. But this is all written in the Bible, so we are not like one of them.
Yes, sir. As a fukuo, ni pa. Yenyangu pongo for yemfasa. Abodi ni emma ni pebiya kwa. Nemo yenyangu pong maya wa freya watun sa freya.
In everything altogether, we are different from them.
And yenyina kemfuana yenyamu yedansu.
And that's the reason he brought the message. The message we heard it from the prophet. He brought it so as to make us different from them.
Amen.
Anybody that leaves this message, you'll be different from them.
Amen.
In every aspect of our lives.
Yes, sir. And at the end of this, I'm crying. Say, Brian, I said, Obesan Susunia, Diane, you are Montem. To be able to run cancer, and cancer, you won't know. Only your mountains, Susunia, them.
All our actions are different from them.
Yeah, and I'm not to give my dear, any of the other Susunia.
All our habits are different from them.
The Subangina, any of the other Susunia, them.
The way of our lives is different from the way of the things of the world. And yet, we are saying, yeah.
Amen. When I first saw a boy, I know. A woman said, what I see, Sudia, Nanswa, and you ask a funnel, and Susunia, them.
Let me go forward and say, it's different. God bless you, our brother.
Amen.
We are not forcing ourselves to be different. As a brother sang, I've said this thing here. Brother sang, they say, we are not forcing ourselves to be different, though. Go back to the Old Testament. All the priests, they had access to eat the manna.
Amen.
But there was only one. The high priest, he only had the privilege to go here, the holiest of holies, to eat that original manna.
Amen.
We are his only priests.
Amen.
We are different because the message he brought us is different.
Amen.
If you eat this message, you can't help it.
Yeah, amen.
It makes you different.
Yes, sir.
In everything.
Amen.
Now, you said, yes, you're down soon. And then you say,
no, 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 no. We have
the. You know, I'm going to say them. I'm not that anymore. Now, only now, I'm crying some with the man and the video. Now, so man, I'm going to say, 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 I'm going to say,
So don't you, if you really have a revelation of what we just said, you don't go somewhere and say, why are you not doing this? I say, because my church. It's not because of your church. It's because there's a special message God has sent to this age.
Amen.
I can't help it. It's that message that is making me behave the way I am.
Amen.
It's not your church.
To be quiet,
it's not your church.
Omega say, ah, oh, my sorry, I'm a quadia dabio. And you are sorry. I seven or the abrono, Assembly now, yes, you are my way on Yama said, oh, you know. It's a yes, sorry, be an Iosa. Assembly and Iosa.
Therefore, whether there's church or no church, you are what you are.
Is that sorry? What I said, you
know. But you when you said, you're Tianis, and I'll tell you, no, Iosa.
Why don't you have boyfriend? Why don't you have girlfriend? Yes, sorry, and yes, sir. It's not about yes, sorry, and yes, sir.
God has sent me a message. That message, that thing is not even in me.
Amen.
Thanks to Calvary, it's not even in me.
Amen.
It's our boyfriend, girlfriend. It's not your church. I was sorry. No, no. I sent my young upon the abroad. No, I sent no. I see you, strong. And when it's your bia, no.
There's power in the blood to do what we are talking about.
To me, we were much anymore. And then I bet you, my head, yeah, come was me.
When we hear about the talking, the prophet said the same thing. That blood that they had to put at the door, lantern, the post, there was power in it.
Amen.
To the Israelite, once they cross in. There was nothing outside Egypt. That was so important to them till they will come back.
Amen.
They stayed in until the commandment came. Now you can go.
Yes, sir.
If even that animal blood can do that, let alone the blood of Jesus. So Hebrews 9 says, once purged, there is no more desire to go back.
Amen.
I've seen some of you sisters wearing trousers in the streets. I have seen with my eyes. You think you are deceiving somebody? And you are bold to come here, you can take communion. God be merciful to you.
Amen.
In a future life that you live, God is watching. He's watching me, he's watching all of us. May God be merciful to us. When Joshua took the land, he told him, don't you spare anything there. Leave nothing. Utterly destroy everything.
Amen. See, brother, Joshua, as soon as I see you, no catch there, no.
And so be bia so ho. Say bia pasa 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 pasa.
So whilst Joshua was carrying out this commandment, assuming he came across an Israelite woman who was picking out a little baby. Oh, Joshua, isn't it cute? Look at that. Hey, look at the cheeks. Look at the dimple. Ooh. He said, what would Joshua say? Hey, kill it.
Hey, man. And you know, and gave me a Joshua go through on Israel for about 10 years. I'm like, if I'm afraid, because hey, Joshua, I'm afraid when he can. Because, hey, I didn't know you know. Go, it him.
But Joshua, he has noted. I say, I cry, kill it.
Amen.
Because Joshua, oh, I say, crying in the room, I say, hey, Dabio, couldn't that him.
Now, if you were there and you saw Joshua, probably you snapped this baby from this woman, hit the head against something. What would you say about Joshua?
Okay.
Okay. Maria should cry to us and come back and say, hey, Joshua, three more things. How can I come back home? Joshua, three more things.
I want to Joshua. If you are about time, dear, about time, you ain't the only thing you come up afraid. Joshua, shimmy friend, and say, no, the national demo. I'm an itty grass. I hope I can say, ah, Joshua. How wait 3 more days?
Remember, somebody did that and he took away the wrath of God. And was so proud of that. We need this spirit. Yes. That's why we are begging. Oh, let me not go forward. The prophet is going to say all this thing. Yeah, a mother will say, I'm a mother. Because you are a man, that is why you can do this thing. God created us in that way. I can't kill that baby. He said, you must. Hand it here to me. There it goes. May God give her the spirit. Why did God save him babies? Don't spare them. Because yes, today it might look cute. You are right. But remember, it won't forever remain cute. It will grow. And it will just be like the daddy. Upon whom you have no mercy today. Tomorrow you come, the daddy is not there. That takes the place. Utterly destroy everything.
Amen. We say, I didn't know where they have a frown in the machine. So, on a and kunui. Abio, and an osha, and an oyabo fra. Benini, I assign a papa. Intino, the papa now, well, who no bonano. A china, wins the bears or no. Kuno, the sea.
So, we said this Amalekah stand for sin in our lives. So the message God was giving to his children is that you cannot baby sin.
What
sister Amalekah is an Amalekite. Whether baby Amalekite, medium Amalekite, old Amalekite is still Amalekite.
There's
nothing like little sin and this one is a big sin.
Bibian was, oh, Bonnie, where do you want to get to? And
it is sin, and it is sin.
Bonnie, I am Bonnie.
Can we baby sing? Can we baby sing? Let's shout. Can we baby sing?
Oh.
Once it is sin, we can't baby it.
Nam, sir, I am Bonnie, you know, yet it means so one is so sabo frat. I'll be Bonnie, dear, I am Bonnie.
And sin, you don't handle it with gloves.
Who is
talking to us? Who is talking to us? The prophet of God. As for sin, handle it what? Bare-handed. So that when you hit it, it feels the punch.
Amen.
Don't go and put any gloves, something there, and then some dirty something. Sin has to be faced bare-handed.
Amen.
Now, oftentimes, we want gloves. So whatever it is, young girls, young boys, if we know God's prophet, the message has gone against what you are doing, it has to be handed bare-handed. So sometimes you don't understand why your parents are so rough. That spirit is upon them. So they will face it squarely. How many want it that way, children? You want your mommy to, your parents to tackle sin with gloves. How many want it? How many don't want it? They want bare-handed. Oh, nyanko po nshira nsebiye kosro.
Amen.
Nyanko po nshira nsebiye kosro. Ebi mu diya se yanko. Okay, let it stay.
You know,
be honest, if you don't want anything, so be it. We are not here joking.
You need to say it, bro. We are bad. I say, all for almost so bonny so cra. So the tenant and pa. No, my candy moon, no moon to us here. San was here to move. I see a penny, Sanya, but some more dog, what yeah. And yeah,
of course, depends on the kind of parent that you have. Because if your parent really has God's spirit, it's not you going to dictate. There's something, an impulse. They can't just keep quiet.
Yes, sir. And also, Gina, I will fall. I will walk. So, wow, for no, oh, Yamisroy, woman, and you want our backs to the quire, wow, wow, for no, oh, found for so. Now go born, woman, and a backs to all, oh, quire, oh, found for so.
Yes, we are reluctant because we want to be nice. You see, you want to be nice. The prophet said, yeah, everybody wants to be nice. But do you understand what it is to say, I want to be nice? Do you understand what it means?
We'll be back and say, oh, Yeah,
we want to be humble.
But
the prophet said, what is humility?
And
we want to be full of
compassion. But
what is
compassion?
Is it true Jesus was a man full of compassion?
Yes, sir.
How many would say yes, he was? Yes, our Lord was a man full of compassion. And yet we read from John 5, when he went to that pool, when there were so many people with so many infirmities, diseases here and there, he walked around. Did he have power to heal everybody that was there? He didn't have power. Oh, he had. Oh, really? But what happened?
And so, of course, and so we got to when you are to you know. Now go to me, so Obia, Yarophobia, Obia, Obetima San Yari, and I sang, who is out to me, you know. I was out to me, you know. That's what Guru Honor, and then they see ya.
So I can imagine all these people that I heard about him, that this a man full of compassion. Everybody thought that that day they have come face to face with God, all their troubles are going to be ended.
Think
but the Bible tells us, yes, the prophet said they cried about 2,000-3,000, if you read what the Bible, a lot of people. Waiting for the angel to come and say the water.
You know, if ya, oh, yango pon mo buru huwa sene madie. Obia asada yoti wa yango pon ye ready as Christ go kemu ho no die. Obia mo buru huwa sene madie go huse ene die bibia ba wi ye. Kani pa be mpemme sa ana pimunum ana ho ho. Na so e die ene si ye.
What did he do?
E die no ye ye.
We all know he walked over all of them to only one man. The father has showed, touch this and let him go.
He healed
that one and he left the rest. Would you still say this is a man full of compassion?
Because like I said, you rabbi are more brush anima.
No, naturally speaking. Let's put away the message for a while. Would you say such a person is a man full of compassion? Oh no. Why? But the Bible says it's full of compassion. Then it means God's language and our language are not the same.
Amen.
God says a man full of compassion. The way we see somebody full of compassion to behave, they are not the same.
And yeah.
Let's have the mind of Christ and see. The prophet is going to explain what it is. Yes. The prophet said today, because our English words, you see, we talk about human sympathy, but human sympathy is not the same as compassion. I don't know how you explain. Human sympathy and compassion, they are not synonymous. There's a lot of difference between these two words. They are all together different. But we as humans often use them interchangeably. Why we should call compassion, we put sympathy. Where sympathy, we put compassion. We think we are saying the same thing.
If I go asking you, who knows? How do I move through? No, once you had a tema about the show, baby, I'm getting tema. No, you had to move through. No, so I go show.
God's word doesn't make room for that human sympathy when it comes to obeying God's word.
So,
it doesn't use that compassion that we understand. That's not about it.
But I'm going to say more. Send you a tema through. No, tema is here. No, and yes, I and a tear cry.
God's word is a commandment. It's got to be obeyed. In following God, this is how we should know it. It's not about just even a law. Law, you can just break it. So we have law breakers. But he gave them commandment, and his words are commandments.
And so,
I said, you don't even believe that everything God tells us we have to obey. If we don't see that way, brethren, we can't follow this God.
We'll
be jumping some of his words, the ones that please us, like what Saul did. All the good things, he spared them. But all the refused things, if your face wasn't so whatever, as for you, he wouldn't even hesitate.
Yes, sir.
But may God give her that spirit. Every word that comes from him is what? A commandment. Commandment means what? It has to be obeyed.
Amen.
And that's what the soldiers, they have commander.
Amen.
To understand, let's go to them, you understand.
Sir.
I hear from them. My brother is there. If a commander will say, even shoot your mother. That's the way they've been trained. They'll shoot the man. And then later you'll be weeping. Why? The one you made me kill, that's my mother. That's my mother. There's no way you put down the gun. We need that spirit to follow God 10,000 times.
Amen. If you see a hunter saying, I'm going to send me out of my hand, I'm going to come out. I was here to super pepper. And found a study at TBR, or can't I send my hand? See this one. And can you sue into your swear? This way, young upon a best a straff one or a straff one candy for no. Okay, say, oh, Bano Kono, to go for Kuno. And you're afraid of Busa, Bibia, or Kaya, who made the super pepper. Or couldn't we enough for those, or tennis woo? To pay anybody, I said, ah, I don't know, so I said, your mommy Kuno, or your mommy. I knew you'd be any hope. Yes, so what? It castle with this war. Sasu ye empo and the moho bebrebe. And also ye and go point ye. So, kasem tra, and semi say this one.
If you look at the way our brother has just dramatized everything, if even a human being will command, and we will just take his word, even to kill your mother, let alone Jehovah God. He will command us, and we can walk over it, and we feel okay. May we repent.
Yes, I said that. Said Nipa et Missel, and I'm sorry, your opinion, you know. Or so what would this super pepper? And your company send a way, Uncle Pong. I don't know, boy, I know. Or Casama, near Kifanasam or so. Uncle Pong, we are mobile.
It's got to be obeyed.
It can say a diso.
Whatever, if I obey, and then I'm going to suffer in life, physically or something, that one too, Opa Sacha said, Miniso. Do we have to obey or we don't have to?
Have to
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, what's going to happen to them? They say, our God can do it. But even if he says he won't do it, we will have to stay with his word.
Amen.
Throw us into the fire.
Amen.
And then when I'm trying to make, if they didn't behave like that, we do have something.
Oh, sir.
We should also leave this legacy for the other people to come to say the same thing.
Amen.
The giant here preaching at the dead. But after that, we also walk over God's word.
Amen.
May God be merciful to us.
And he said, you can find us. Yanko Ponsam or can you want to say a your set? Yet any crisis, Yano Pembia, so Tiana, it simply said that mess I never know what the air fatal
home.
Oh, any can, sir, you can ye, one was it or say, and nay, what can the end swan? Yem we was in it, and we am was it. Yet him say, Yanko Pobetti, my jay, and Pawan, yem we was it. Only any dear, my Yanko Ponsam. And he said, ye may be a yak. Anka eko ye yensu ye brain mo anka bi na yensu ye be ye eto ye ni ekikifa so yakopon hu ye mobo.
So stay with the word, no matter how bad it cuts, stay with it. Don't assess the consequence. It's not the consequence that you are looking at. Once you have obeyed it, leave the rest.
Amen.
To God. He has control. What he wants to do, so be it.
Amen.
Our duty is only to obey the word.
Amen. What from the house or yarn as I say, young upon us, I want a dear. Be so, ye and a senior, I shall know pepe. Hey, now who should be beer and dear? Jidia can you now? If I'm owning young upon, what the end is say? Dinasema was a warn or so.
So, this little Amalaka that we are talking about, Prophet, that's the same thing that happened to Eve in Eden. That's how it started. The way the serpent presented it, it looked very cunning. God says, if you eat, you will die. Here comes something saying, you won't die. It means God was just frightening them. You won't die. That spirit is still working. When God speaks, it is as he has spoken.
Amen.
Any other controlling voice is the same spirit that spoke in Eden.
Amen.
He says that day, you will surely die. Said, you will not surely die.
Mm.
We which means God was just frightening you. You won't die. You'll be like us. Your eyes will be open. You're not right and wrong. Then things became, what he's saying. And that was the liar.
Amen.
The father of all liars.
Amen.
Does God lie?
Oh, sir.
Rade. But some koyese nyankopo chancho.
Yan hwe ya, ebe se Aiden drum ho, senior Eve, oba na beto no no. I say, nyankopo asem aka se, udi ya obewu, I say, enye wu na obewu.
Wu no na.
Ohune hu na mokwa. Udi ya wu, weni beto be se nyankopo. Now, oba no se ya so, etie sa na de se mo no. Sa na ya yenso ye ye. Na mo yeto no no. Isu se jama nyankopo asem aka na enti sa.
He's too good, he wouldn't kill you.
Oh, na yemu ye nyadi obeku.
I say surely you will not die.
Ye wu na obewu.
Just go on. Do it. You won't die.
Oh dear, yeah. Nyadi obewu.
God be merciful.
Awurade hu ye mo, Nyankopon hu ye mo.
Young girls. I'm afraid though. I will get pregnant. You won't get pregnant. It's not about that. Stay away from it. God said you will die. Did God prove himself truth or not? Why Eve did it? Has death come to stay with us or it hasn't come to stay with us?
Yes.
Yes. He doesn't lie. He's a God of justice. Everything he says is just that.
You can be an asapepepe in this year.
If they are not disobeying, they will have an eternal life. So that's what started the whole thing in Eden. Stay with God's word regardless. May we walk out from this auditorium this afternoon, people with this inscription on our heart. We are bound to stay with God's word regardless of what will happen.
Amen.
How many will promise God?
Amen.
Hey, don't just throw your hands up. Just, if you are not convinced, how many are promised? So that the demons will see. That henceforth, the rest of my life, I will stay with your word regardless of what comes my way.
Amen.
Let all the demons see. How many? Let it go up. Up, up, up.
Amen.
Satan, your demon, have you seen? Yes. He will come and test us to see if you really meant it or not. So don't be surprised. If right from tomorrow, even from day, trouble start coming, he will try and see if you meant it. Amen. How many still mean it?
Amen. In Tishano say, "Ema unsa so kwao." Benya diya ifu akuma munaye wani brisem se. Erade abrami free how kwa yuno. Wasem biara enfa uni di ebesiye medisu pepepe.
Now, after all, even this death, which is the ultimate, whether you live nice life or not, you will still die. So, why don't I stay for God's word and die? Because no matter what I do, whether I walk over his word so as to achieve this or not, this thing and I, we won't forever remain.
Amen.
I'll be wise to rather stay with God's way.
Amen.
Knowing that the one who promised me, even when I stand for him and I die, he will still resurrect me.
Amen.
Maybe we are seeing
we have better had in fear. Say being Japadia, we are saying Japadia now, send your TBA no yantana hada. Tien kibang as a force. If a fang up him mum, yet no bobra, in yada and it a swo that you be.
Don't you agree with me? You don't agree. Oh, how many agree with me?
Amen.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Jesus, he was full of love and compassion.
Oh, so I'm going to say, not adore anymore, bro. Who don't ask anymore?
His love wasn't to you so much, wasn't to us so much, but it was to the Father. Everything he does for us is because of what the Father has said he should relate to us. So his love is to the Father. It's the Father that commanded him to come and die for us. That's the reason why he came to die.
Amen.
His love is to the Father. As the Father will permit him, so he will do.
Amen.
That's why he said the Son can do nothing unless he sees what the Father shows him.
You see, yes.
enti dia agya ne hye no no eno eno yema ye
yes
enti no ka se oba no tim nya bibi ye se dia agya no adai di akere no ansa ti odo wo ma agya ne enti no ena ma oyɛ di oyema ye dada no.
So he does just what the father shows him to do. So coming back to this same word, compassion, a man full of compassion, first say, yeah, we don't know what compassion is. See, this word compassion and love, actually, it talks about the will of God. Not the will of that person standing there. It talks about the will of God.
You know, I'm going to go I'm going to go
Now, we all know about what 1 Corinthians 13. Now, before I move on, the prophet say, he will say, ah, he is Emmanuel. If he is, well, he can just raise his hands, every sick person here will go home healed.
Can that happen or it cannot happen?
Can't happen.
Can he do it or he cannot do? Yes, he can. If he's Emmanuel, why don't he do this?
I'm so Emmanuel, I didn't hear what you know. Obetia man, that's why I'm out. Obibia, hey, I'm for you, and I'm going to be free. I'm free.
But when he went and there were all these sick people, he didn't do it. Why? Because even though, yes, he was full of love and compassion, but then you question, why didn't he do it? Now he's going to explain these words that we often use.
And so, okoye no, na o ayade ayare fo ebere wo ho. Enso oba akopɛ na o sane yare. Enso ye say, mo bro hunu ene odɔ ene ahye ne ma. Eti enti ene o ye sa.
God's prophet said the thing of it is, friends, this human mind today, without the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, we don't understand the meaning of this compassion that the Bible uses. And even love, you don't understand. We see love in a different way. But is that the same way God sees it? It may be different.
Oh, Kofi Ajayi, please, do you have a handkerchief?
Can you give it to me? Now, bro, boy is asking. Actually, I have only one. Okay, even though I have one, just take it. Okay. Now, do I love our brother or I don't love him? That's how I understand it.
Yeah.
We love him. Now, for all you know, even this handkerchief, this person asking for, do you even know what he's going to use it for? Have you thought of it? Do you think every handkerchief means wipe sweat? They that are led by God's Spirit, they are the children of God. For all you know, that thing that he's asking from you, he's not going to use it for a good cause. But once you have given it, to ask,
Now,
sometimes, particularly, I have a witness. Now, you go to a funeral or something, so even your own hometown, people who are drunkards, and the people there in the town, they know that once they ask for alms and you give them money, the next time you find them, where are they? They are at the drinking bar. Now, if you go as just a visitor, and then you are walking by and say, oh, Papa, I'm Pacho, oh, Mommy's coming, so Mommy, are you? The next time, where does he find himself?
A drinking bar.
You needed God's Spirit to lead you.
Amen.
When he went there, he healed only one. Now the prophet is going to explain to us Bible love, what it means. And it's far from the way we think. Somebody who smokes
cigarette.
Now he's so addicted, he needs it. Now he asks, he will lie to you. Now come to me. I need it today. So you think you are giving the money to him so that you go and buy what? Food. But only God knows. My own uncle, he's not here. My brother that I come after, I hear when my brother go, he was a drunkard before he died. He had his wife, he had somebody, side chick, as we say. If my brother comes and thinking that is my uncle, he gives me say, Abakade, Abba. It means now he has the purchasing power. He goes to the Apetasheba. So later when my brother heard of it, he never gave him money. Because thinking that he's going to eat it to eat, or no, dear man, or no, sit there, Abba, Abakade, Abba.
No fire will be a noise again or no one, sir.
A back a day.
Change out. In see, in the old next year. You are paying, oh, Baha, none of fire. Oh, Uma Missica. And I wish you back as a woman is can go to your name. So be on this, I would name my uncle Pong, your man, your uncle Pong,
have to be there by God's Spirit.
Uncle Pong, dear and kind, and remember me, no, they was here yet, any day you can see here. And you ain't this kind of my son, no offense, someone else, you, a back a day. Or call as I could bro.
Now, 1 Corinthians 13. God's prophet is going to talk about it. Here we have God's servant, First Church Age Messenger, Paul saying, though I speak with tongues, he said so many things. Even if I bestow my goods to feed the poor, somebody who bestow his goods to feed the poor, does he have love for the poor? He doesn't have love. Somebody who will bestow all his goods, he will sell all of them just to go and feed the poor. Would we say that person has love or he doesn't have love? So, ah, But he still goes on and say, if I do all this and I don't have charity, don't profit me. But in the way we will see, probably that even love and charity, they are the same. It should tell you that then is this not. So now the prophet talk. He said, how would you interpret 1 Corinthians 13 as love? Everything Paul said that he gives all his good to feed the poor. I want to say this is love. But that is not Bible love. That giving your goods to the poor is not Bible love. Who is saying it? Who is saying it now? Become possessed so that you won't go somewhere and say, Pramartin said, because often I hear things like this. I'm not the one. We didn't come here to listen to me. Did you come to listen to me? We are here to listen to God's word for a day. Somebody who could sell all his goods to feed the poor. We would think the person has love. Won't we say it? But God's prophet tells us that this is not what? Bible love. Which means when we read from the Bible that word love, our understanding and God's understanding, they are not the same. After all, I was able to demonstrate to us and we all became convinced that if I gave my money to that man, who is going to use it to buy a petition? I didn't know. So to me, I've done God's service. But then, the people around will even laugh. He goes and now you have even helped him to go and do that.
Yes, sir.
Is it Bible love? So let's listen to the prophet. What then is Bible love? That is natural affection. It's a divine revelation of the will of God, because I said, compassion and love, it talks about what? The will of God. Did you hear the prophet say it or he didn't? How many heard it? Amen. So when the Bible speaks about compassion, when the Bible speaks about love, it talks about what? The will of God. So what you did, is that the will of God? If you had the Spirit, they that are led by His Spirit, you could have discerned and you will know. No. I won't give it to you. But if you don't know about this and you are following such a person and you give it and that person doesn't give it, you go and stand somewhere. Hey, three more things. I'm one man and sir.
Yeah, and you might have done it. I am ye or die than a dear Tima Yenya or my home Bunyano or seeing Yano a dear council. Even Yanko Pona and the Yankai and Sanya to Santa Mona and Chile Yanko Pompeso.
Do you still believe Jesus had compassion? Yes, he was full of love.
Yanko Pono, no do, no bro, no, I said,
they forget what kind of love they are even talking about.
We refer to Cram Panama can once.
We have the filial love which we know that relates to human human. And then we also have the agape love, as we've heard from God's servants over the years.
And you walk agape love, you go pondo no.
Now both of them is love. Whether filio or agape love is the next word that you use.
Say agape, say filio, nipa do, you go pondo, ni nina no ayodo.
But one is love above, whilst one is love here on earth.
And so bakuya oda, I know what's wrong. And bakunsi oda, I know there what as I see so here.
Oh, this thing. Now, in terms of compassion, the way our understanding, to come among people, those who are sick, and then you heal them or something, that is just human compassion. It's not about divine, because the divine one, we say that one is to do the will of God. But Jesus was God himself. So whilst he was here on earth, it's for the divine love he came to demonstrate. And we know divine love is to do the will of God. And the Father showed him only one. That was his will. Leave all the rest. And he did just that one. That wasn't human compassion. But we think of human compassion. So when it doesn't follow in our term, then we say, oh, you are wicked. And he was here to demonstrate divine compassion. So what's divine compassion is to do the will of God. What is divine love is to do the will of God. The other is just human relation.
Yes, Christ, I know you're going to see you in India. Oh, no, dear. Young Kuma Dono and Odana, dear. That's the air, dear. A nipa, Mobrohunu, Nipatamana, and your dana, dear. Actually,
so the president said, this is the real thing. He said, yeah, it is.
If I say, a seminal and Casa, any
which I had already said, but I still want to quote him verbally. Real divine compassion is to do the will of him that sent you to do it. So, was it really God's spirit that said, give that thing to that man so that he will go and use that money to buy a petition? If it's not God's spirit, that is not divine love. It's a human affection. Now, when you go home, you can read Numbers 22, still talking about how Israel was coming. We all know about how this king Balak had Balaam to come and curse them. We know about this story, so we can move on quickly. Be closer at 12:30 exactly. Yes, so we know about how this king Balak said, I won't allow you to pass through my land. So he wanted Balaam to go and even curse them. But then Israel vowed to God and said, now we know how he hindered us. If you deliver your king to us, we will utterly destroy this land.
So no Israel can't say
actually, in coming to Christ, this is the same prayer we should have said to our Maker. That, Lord, I know how sin has troubled me. I've been indulging in this. You see, all this filthy life, fornication, anger, theft, lies, and all this sin. Lord, if you save me, I will not pity any of these old filthy lives.
Amen.
That should have been a vow. So Israel vowed and said, Lord, if you deliver them into us, we will utterly destroy it.
Israel can say, "Radio, you don't want to say answer. You pasa pasa pasa. Think any people are getting any beer? No, but Christo moa. I think I win away empire. Bo say, Radio, you can't even be a woman. No, no, no. Fabi moa ne wo. Oh, Oni nkuwa ni mfuna bia ni yeye. A odi abase mu edin beje yen erade. Ni senti ni oni bia be ma kwen bia me sai ni pasa pasa me ne don okura.
And the prophet goes on to say, this is a type today.
If we say, we and fato ho and wo ho ma.
You know how the Old Testament was just a shadow of the real things to come.
Ni msene apam dada no na ye at the kind e be ba ni susu.
How many want God to fill their souls, hearts with his spirit before we leave here? So this is what the prophet had to say, that it's a tie to, if God will give you his spirit, you must utterly destroy sin out of your life. So the reason why he gives us his spirit is so as we will entertain sin in our lives.
Oh, sir. He
gives us a spirit so that something will be out of our lives. Three letter word, what is that in English?
Sin.
And then four letter word in Chi, what is it?
Bonne.
Oh, let our hands go up, those who want God, this thing to happen. That Lord, I raise my hands up to you as a sign that Lord, if you fill my soul with yourself, your spirit, sin. That by the message of the day, I know you are against. I will utterly destroy these things out of my life. Any hand that went up, may the Lord handle this and may he just annihilate and fill us with the spirit.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Am I in Sasso? Am I in Sasso? Am I in I say, Yanko Pombo? Because every day, so we do home cook, cook, and mommy, we do meme cry. I did be a bonnet, and the anamon cry service. So I who said, "Utsiriano." Every day, me twice here from me bremo, pasa, 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 pasa.
That's that little growing Amalekite. Yes. So that was why Israel took that vow before God. That was a shadow. He's a real thing. He gives us a spirit so that we will not entertain what in our lives.
Sin.
Anything looking like sin. Don't entertain into your life.
Amen. Ibia, I bonino, and I wo boni suno, and so our brem.
Now, when you do this,
yes, sir.
When you don't entertain sin in your life,
so once someone is our brem,
oh, people will call you all names.
Hen ye, Udin, yeah, bebre,
they can give you any name.
Oh, to Udin, bebre.
Oh, yes, you are this, you are this, oh, you are what you man, you are whatever. Whatever name they want to. There's something the prophet said, anytime I go over it, I remember when I was just conducting those things in the book, I really wept. He said, when we're leaving and we're coming down, we told God that we know that when we take a stand for your word, you go through all these things, but we are ready for it.
Amen.
So, how many will tell God that we are ready to go through all this ridicule? Just because we're taking a stand for God's word. That they can call me any name they want. But Lord, I'm ready for that.
Amen.
How many hands are going up for
yes,
that?
Oh, yes.
Oftentimes, we are not ready to suffer this.
And
that's the problem. We compromise.
Amen.
Because if I do this, they'll call me this. I don't want that one. But God wants us to just take a stand for him. Let them call you names.
Amen.
They call him names. They say
me.
He had the spirit of what? Beelzebub. Does it mean he indeed had the spirit of Beelzebub?
Oh.
Don't mind what people talk about you.
Mind
what God sees you.
Oh, you know,
Nothing is going to stand in God's church path to the promised land. Nothing. We are moving to this new land. Very soon, the rapture will take place. But But be careful.
And so you have a year.
If you are not ready to go,
so when you crowd is over,
God will take those that are ready and you'll go in.
Do I want my crowd on? Yanko Pombe form.
Is this scripture?
Oh, yes. The virgins.
Abunono.
The five and the five.
Yes.
What happened?
No.
As the five foolish went to look for oil, what happened?
Right.
The bridegroom came. And the Bible says what? They that were ready, they went in.
Amen.
So if I'm lingering and I'm late, doesn't mean everybody is late.
Amen.
Oftentimes we use our life as a prototype, as if everything is as it is with me.
Ta-da.
If we are sleeping, somebody is awake.
They
will be awake. If you won't go, you cannot. So you take those that want to go and they will go. Because his church, there's an irresistible force behind them. Nothing can stand before them. Amen. Nothing can hinder them from making the rapture.
Amen. If you said So
whilst preparing to close.
Right, yeah, be point.
The prophet say yes. Utterly destroy that thing.
If we say, Sadiano, say no, pasa, pasa, pasa.
I know there were few amens, but the prophet himself said, amen to this.
Amen.
He said, that's what we need today.
If we say, when did you hear
them? There are so many things in our life that we are babying them. There are so many things we are sitting around them just like this little Amalekite. A whole lot of them. God is awaiting us to destroy them. We are rather handling them with hand gloves. You know the things you are babying in your life. So I'm not going to mention anything. May your prayer this afternoon be, Lord, give me grace not to baby these things anymore. Oh, yes. But how did he even say, even animals destroy them? And you know, once he spared the King Agag, he became God's enemy. Which means if you entertain these Amalekites in our lives, when God has given us grace to really destroy them, we also become God's enemy.
Any experience, eh?
He took his spirit from Saul.
Which means
that was the job of his spirit.
That
you carry out my commandment.
So he has given
the Holy Ghost so as to carry his commandments. To make sure that sin is missing in our lives.
Into a mind, oh, who can send a bear, not Pammy Abediso, not a bonnet, I see two every Abramokra.
If you will not do it,
he will
take his spirit from you.
Obey you, no home, never so.
Then you become his enemy.
After what being a town for?
How many want to become God's enemies?
What was saying a person, Uncle Potam for?
Oh, how many?
What was saying?
How many still want to remain his loved children?
What was saying a person, that's why I'm going
to go. Now it's a choice. He has shown us what he wants. Sin must be destroyed in our lives. Don't pity sin. Don't baby it. Don't see it.
Is Brother
Rick here? Yes. That's Christian.
Where are Christopher?
He said Christians are what? They are rugged people.
You
don't need to baby them. You don't need to perfume them. God sends them to this earth for one purpose. To take a stand for his word for their day. Every word of God for their day, that's the reason why he sent us here. It's not so much to build a house. That is okay, but that's not the reason. It's not so much any worldly achievement. That is okay, but that's not the reason. But the main reason why he brought us at this time is that he has a message. The angels cannot come down here and leave it. It is you and I. And that's the reason why we are here. Once you leave it, you fulfilled your mission on earth. He knows everything is over. He can call you home. As long as there's still breath in it, it means it's not over yet. And I can assure us that many of us, what the prophet said is true. We are still babying so many things. May we hurry and bring this thing to an end. Let's hurry. And we ask for grace so that these things will disappear from our lives. So that when it comes to this thing, somebody stands there, hey, Papa, with the man from Susuno. Just that way. In fact, we need to soon cry. We need no. Hey, Yanko. We need him. Oh, that is the way it should be.
Say no, say yeah. Say no, Yanko. You ain't even for money. Be ain't soon young cry. You for my abo
bwang. Ah, you said this thing is missing. You want to ask? Go and ask him. You said this. Ask him.
Oh, where are you? Then I'm going to go push on it. If you are not
baby, it should not even be near. You can say no. You said somebody has stolen your thing. Please leave that boy.
I also worry about your
thing.
Oh, wait, you're
going to be there. Sometimes you can say, ah, what's the idea? Ah,
but if your name is Mason, that
oh, sorry, yeah. If you are Kweku, sorry. Kobisa Sergei. Sergei is not anybody, so I don't pick punches when I have my peace. We'll be closing shortly. I don't care how much you do this, how much you do that, how much you do that. The miracles and whatever they are wonderful, I don't care about them. William Branham is talking. After doing all these things, it wouldn't mean a thing if the Holy Spirit you claim is in you. It's not there to condemn you on things that are right and things that are wrong. After all the Spirit and everything that you are talking about, if the Spirit can't tell you this thing is wrong, this is right, he said it won't mean anything to you.
Just emphone this and chere ni anwa de bia obe ye ni nyina chere no. Sa wo konko na tinya ma, ama yi watan e wo bone ho, an chere wo de ye, an chere wo de nya. Emphone ni de bia, anya mfaso bia.
Therefore, who has the Spirit of God?
And yeah, you yankopon ho.
Yes, you can be there. Probably you just do something, slap somebody or something, and nothing even tells you what you've done is wrong.
But yes, that
person has gone to do this or do that. Everybody, how? And yet there was a spirit in that person. He didn't even need anybody even to come to him or her. Right and say, ah, Lord, how did this thing happen? He goes before the Lord, he's wailing, Lord, I'm very sorry. And you sit somewhere, you think you are okay. But there was no spirit to even let you know that that snubbing was wrong. Mm. Which of the two of you has God's spirit in you? Let's be very humble. If you have God's spirit, it's there to tell you, because God is on his judgment seat, this is right and this is wrong. So the Israelites saw these Philistines people, the Amalekites and things. Ah, the people are a little more fancy, more modern.
Ah.
So So they wanted to be just like them. This is more than, why is this that? You are worrying us. You look at the way we look like. Look at them.
Ah. I'm a person. Israel for a person. Almost by your money, I said, I'm a lucky for AAB. I will hear, then I'll hire say, here's any of your money, I'm a human, you see, I'm a person, almost so woman.
The same thing sometimes you hear people say, it's because of the message. You see, it doesn't allow us to be whatever. It's not about the message. You are not supposed to act like the rest of the world.
Amen.
God has come to call you out of this field.
God's people
are never to act like the world. God bless you. So God's people are responding to that. Yes, so it is. We are never to act like the world. God's people are never to look like the world. At least more God's people are adding up. God's people are never to look like the world.
Okay.
His people are never to have anything to do with the world.
It's
increasing, going up. You let the boys start doing something and then all the boys also want to do that. It's not you. You can't do that.
Yeah. My brand here back home and you know on your tree baby and I want you see no crime because we want someone united to the tree at the
God is a jealous God.
Our
husband wants us his wife to be pure.
Our
husband doesn't want anything in the world in us. Everywhere from my head to our husband wants everything to be according to his word.
He
doesn't want even to talk like the people of the world. The
president
said, you call yourself Christian and then you do all these things. He says, shame on you.
If was friends or Christians, how
can you escape God's wrath if you do all this thing? He brought us the message to take us from this wrath. To you as sisters, say if you are going and then you hear some boy whistling, something. He said, hey. You think it's something. It's a hound. Hound, something like a dog trapping you, just taking you to hell. So if you are going, hey, Ohima, why if it? Yes. Who need me crow? And I can just say, Ohima, who need cry me free so? Yes, indeed, yeah, him for any Ohima, and
yes, sir.
Ye di a kunya was so.
Amen.
Hey, Jamaica no home.
Amen.
Ohima. What's what kind of yaw there? I'm a country, yeah, yeah. If you be a maker, then we are closing. The Bible says destroy all those things. Eh? Now, I don't care what they've got. If it doesn't compare with God's word, get rid of it in your life.
Now,
let me just speak one quote and then we'll go. For the sake of something. See, just short. I just skip these things. I said 12:13, it's almost time. I just skip this. Okay. Skip this. Okay. Yes. So I'll be closing on this Hebrew chapter message. How many are awake? We are closing. Just these two and we are closing. I said 12:13. I still have some 3 minutes. Now, the Bible said, come out from among them, 2 Corinthians 6:17. We should do what? Come out from among them, be ye separate, fear the Lord, and I will receive you.
Amen.
So there are certain things that should happen before God will receive us. The first thing is we should do what?
Come out
from among them, and then we'll remain separate. And then he will receive us.
Amen.
So you can't still be there and God will receive you. It doesn't work. How wonderful. I'll receive you after you have separated yourself.
So, what
so God, who through the invitation, is waiting for us. The first thing is, as our brother said, to come out from them. And then we stay there, what? Separate from them.
Amen.
And then with his loving hand, he stretches it, and then he receives us unto him. The reason why he wants us to come out from there is that he doesn't want us to yoke ourselves with these unbelievers there. No. So the prophet continues to say, young man, if you are getting married, how many young people here, brothers, that have reached the age of getting life partners?
Okay,
God bless you, our brother. At least the hand is up. I know there are many there, but as usual, God is watching. Okay, so young man getting married. How are you going to marry a girl who doesn't believe the message that you believe? How many young girls who are here and have attained the age you are will embarrass you? It's not embarrassment. We should be free. If you are looking for a partner, there's nothing wrong if you have attained that age. If you tell us, we will even pray and let God help you. Now, he said, young girl, if you are marrying a boy, how would you marry a boy that doesn't believe the message that you believe? Don't do that. Now, you marry somebody, you know the message of your day speaks against things like this. You say, how can you marry somebody like that? Don't do that. Little growing America, that's what we've heard today.
Amen. Do kwa kwaria, unim say, ni pay you know, the assembly kasetiano and no sunny and niji dia and only a dear and niji won. Everybody is saying, and a wuji dia, uwako wari ubi atisa. See, what do you forward to your first? Amen, yes, sir.
You say he's cute, she's cute. I don't care how cute she is. How cute he is.
But I said, oh, no who any can no who cra. I said, and family who send you and see cra and I know who a fair and I know who any can is if I
the eyes they charm me. How big they are. He said they'll all fade out one day, eh?
See, oh, what I say we you one of us, oh hey, I said, who near my pa saying fefe na hana hana or say dinina any jina a big kemwako.
If you look at the Anantu, Anantu power, you see, chai, 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 chai.
Amen.
Anantu will not forever remain. Eh?
Anantu will not end.
Young brother, right, your soul is going to live forever. Be careful what you are doing now.
She's
not a real believer.
So you didn't name her.
Whether he or she, don't you yoke yourself up like that. Stay away from such. It will cause you trouble.
He said, how?
I have to look for somebody who can care for me. He's somebody who has money. He has this. If he's not a believer, sisters, he's not a believer, stay away. God bless you.
Amen.
Sister, if she's not a believer, brothers, if she's not a believer,
Yahweh,
it will cause you trouble. This is divine medicine. Leadership, take it.
And
we know how the prophet said, no believer. How many believers?
If we say,
this is the last, and then we are standing up. No believer. How many believers?
No believer.
Let's stand up. No believer. How many believers?
No believer.
Should ever marry an unbeliever?
Ah,
but what about if I'm living at a place and then there is no believer?
And
this same Bible says, in order not to commit fornication or something, look for a partner. And now I find this person, he goes to Pentecost. Maybe in future you will be converted though. Now, under what circumstance can you as a believer marry an unbeliever? How many circumstances? Under what?
No circumstances. Emmanuel Koba da. Who ni asembia or the bein as was ni na kwako ware anye ni any.
Let's close our eyes. God has talked to you, I guess. Little growing Amalekite in the Old Testament. Now we know the real thing today.
Amalek in Kuma, no more apam da demo or muinino, and yehu isubain na de bain yebrizo.
He gave us the Holy Ghost so we will not baby sissy sin in our lives.
My own crongon senebeya, yandu bone, honi and susabone, so oh yebremo.
How many raise your hands to go and say, Lord, I want this kind of spirit?
That
will help me not baby sin in my life. That will let me utterly, not just destroy, but utterly destroy sin from my life. Yes, Lord, I've baby sin so many things in my life, but today I bring everything to a halt. I'm leaving it at your feet. I'm leaving it here. I'm going home a changed person.
Lord,
hear my hands. I want your spirit in my soul. So I will not baby sin anymore. Anything I know you are against, I'm against.
Yeah, my name is Awutano Mensomichiri.
Anything you are for, I am for.
Mean
it, not just a routine something.
If
you are not really for it, please let your hand be down. God means business.
Amen.
Vampire stress, say, oh, Pierre, now what is awesome? Anyone we hear him? What the tone might be, I come as you say, yentim, and now, what about the mama in him? I read anyone we hear him. A brakamaya was a sisusa.
Amen.
The way a beer, friend, quite young, where the men and the wrestle. One me at the Sassiatin, China, Asia, oh, my crowd, no dumbaco.
Amen.
I read a soap, mamma, and empire.
Amen.
Said the acting in a cheap. Will miss this rapture.
No.
And Master says to be beyond so young.
Amen.
And since I grow hungry, I can once more. I said, but said, dear cry. A word, dear, your child, you be who. Then support your person to have me at it. You will be womb for young who. They have your son, you pay such trial. I rather do me a wife. I rather do me.
Amen.
We are more about the sheer hungry and cream.
Amen.
You have free time, uncle. The fit pound for one who is different.
Amen.
Be power upon the young friends to see it. You need to be aware of your authority.
Amen.
There was some kind of, and not any drama. Straight away with Jesus Christ within. And you did for us to say,
amen.
God bless you. Can sit down.
Shall we all be on our feet again? Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things on earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory. let's all join in and sing it one more time. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face and the things on earth. And the things on earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Let's sing it one last time. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look for in his wonderful faith and the things on earth
and the things on earth will go straight within in the light of his glory and grace.
Let the beauty of Jesus
be
wonderful passion and
purity.
Jesus is my Savior, I shall not be moved. In his love and favor, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that planted by the water, I shall not be moved. Hallelujah, I shall not be moved. Hallelujah. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that planted by the water. I shall not be moved. Jesus is my Savior. I shall not be moved. In his love and favor, I shall not be moved, just like a tree that planted by the water. I shall not be moved. Hallelujah. I shall not be moved, just like a tree that planted by the water. I shall not be moved. In my Christ abiding, I shall not be moved. In his love I'm hiding, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that planted by the water, I shall not be moved. Hallelujah. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that planted by the water. I shall not be moved. Hallelujah. I shall not be, I shall not be moved, just like a tree that planted by the Lord.